Train, your community resource podcast series. I'm your host, Joseph Ward, and you know, ride with me is my main man, Mr. Patrick Earth. The Freedom Train is sponsored by PAX Inc. That's PACCSINC. And PAX Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you visit www.pactsinc.org. While you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com, where you can go listen to the playbacks of your favorite shows, learn more about your guest, and learn more about your host, myself, Patrick Irvin, and Jamie Basham, who's with us on the line now. Also, make sure you like our Freedom Train page on Facebook. Follow the Freedom Train on Twitter at Freedom Train Net. Follow the Freedom Train on Instagram at Freedom Train Network. And last but not least, you can subscribe to the Freedom Train either on iTunes or Google Play Music, and that way you can get episodes coming straight to your phones. And hey, you will never miss a thing about the Freedom Train. Hey, gentlemen, Patrick, what's going on, my brother? How you doing today?
I am is alive.
And you am is?
I am is.
I'm glad you is. Glad
you know, I'm seeking to prove a point through bad grammar today.
There it is. I hope you get that.
The point is that the purpose of communication is to communicate. I just pulled that right out of my behind, but it felt good.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Jamie, what it is, man?
Not much. Hanging out. What's going on, fellas?
I'm good. So we got a good one. We got a good one today. We have an actual black inventor on the Freedom Train. Not someone that we're reading about in the past or anything like that. So an actual black inventor, and I'm excited. We have Mr. Algernon Ashford, who's on the show with us today, and we are going to learn more about his invention, which is Algernon's personal diary. So, Mr. Ashford, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mr. Ward. Thanks for having me on your show, and to the rest of the fellows, the brothers, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to come spend it with us on the Freedom Train. A gentleman like yourself could have been doing many other things or giving your time to any other person. So we're definitely grateful for you being here, and we're going to make sure you have a great time with us today.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, all right, Patrick, you know how we do it. You got the first question. Jamie, you up next. Let's do this.
All right. So, before we get into the device you invented, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about you and what led you to becoming an inventor in the first place?
Okay, my name is Algernon Ashford. I'm from Mount Olive, North Carolina. It's a small place where it's the pickle factory of the world. And I went to Southern Wayne High School and later went to Fayetteville State University, where I majored in sociology, and I am now a contractor for 25 years in the metropolitan area, the DMV, Washington, D.C., Virginia area. And what led to my invention was I had an idea from God that how I could actually help all of African American throughout the United States. And that idea led me to think let me write this down. When I got ready to write it down, my pencil broke. My phone wasn't charged up. My iPad was downstairs, and my computer was at the office. And time I got back to what I wanted to catch with the idea that I thought about with helping African-Americans throughout the country, I forgot what I was supposed to say. So from there, that's where the idea led to. I need something to write down my great ideas without me having to stop what I was doing, and I could speak my great ideas and it would capture them, and I could actually listen to it or retrieve it later. That's where the idea came from.
That's good.
Okay.
So if you could you explain, you know, how your device functions, you know, what components come equipped with the device, and are there any other devices on the market similar to yours, and what makes yours different from those devices?
That's a good question. There's no other dictating device on the market. It's my invention is the Bluetooth. With the Bluetooth headset that we have today, they have internal storage with speech recognition built directly to the Bluetooth headset. Most Bluetooth headsets are wired or wireless that have connectivity to a computer or to storage or utilize speech recognition software. It captures the information and conveys to text. But with the APD, you can take your notes. You can record any kind of information you want. You can speak into the Bluetooth headset when you are biking, driving your car, walking, etc. And then it's without a computer. So it makes it totally different from any other headset. If you know if you have a Bluetooth now, all you can do is put it to your ear. You might can hear music. You can say, hello, I can speak to you, I can hear you, and you can speak into the Bluetooth, and whoever's on the receiving end through voice recognition can hear you. That's all it can do. But with mine, it is a headset with like a computer to the Bluetooth, and it's very unobtrusive, and you can put down any type of dictation that you want.
Okay. Well, let me ask this, because as you were explaining that, just I'm thinking of the faces of the people who I know who would go crazy over your device, one of them being my friend Keith Turner, because he's always looking for devices like yours, because he's always writing things down and coming up with new ideas. But does it only convert the voice that you record to dictation, or can you keep the recording itself and be able to use the audio?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It actually records because it has a low noise microphone,
mm-hmm.
and only concentrate and is designed to speech recognition and voice recognition. Once it does that, it records actually everything that you say, and it gives you a text message along with the recording. So okay. If your text message is not clear, you still have the voice message. Once you have the voice message and the text message, then you say start the dictation, and you say whatever you want to say. You want to write a letter to your mother. And then at the end of the dictation, you say stop, and then you name it. You say letter to my wife or letter to my family or whatever it is, and it categorizes it, and it puts it on a format where you can come back and retrieve it anytime you want to, in text or in voice message.
That's cool. That's real cool.
I'm thinking about there was a statistic or a quote or something. I don't know if it's true or not. I didn't get a chance to look into it too deeply. But it said the average person has, what, like 4 or 5 million-dollar ideas or world-changing ideas every day, and they either forget them, they forget most of them, and they don't take action on the few that they remember. And just even myself thinking about all the different ideas I have every day, and the fact that I forget the vast majority of them before I can even get a chance to write them down or get them somewhere where I can view them again later. So I'm real intrigued by, you know, the idea, the device, and everything that's brought to the table with it.
Exactly. So,
I think that it has been told that around the world, 10 people think of the same thing, but only one person does something about it. And I think that's the problem with African Americans. We have so many ideas that we don't know what to do, and a lot of our ideas really scare us because, oh, I can't think of nothing. I don't know anything like that. I don't have that kind of money. It's going to cost this, that, the other. It's not like that. It is you have the idea, you have to birth the idea. And when you birth the idea, it has to be translated. And you have to hear it, and your friends have to hear it. And we all together come together, and we can put the bits and the pieces. We are co-laborers working together in the vineyard. And we can help one another to get to one goal where it can help the whole community. And that's needed. We have all kinds of ideas. You look at Jared Morgan. He invented the traffic light. Or you look at Famous Amos. Or you look at anybody of any great invention, and they had to start from somewhere. So what happens most of the time is that they don't have the funds. It's not fundable. But if we look at America, where we spend $1.2 trillion annually in the black community, the money is here. But we don't have an idea, or we haven't told the world of the idea where we can come together and support one person where we all can benefit from it. That's what we need to do.
Yes, sir.
Now, I like that because I definitely agree we're one of the most intellectually innovative and creative people on the planet, you know, and you look at not just from a culture standpoint, but even as you mentioned from a technological standpoint, how we've impacted this nation and the world at large, even from a position of oppression. And then, you know, you add to that, we're always talking about the fact that we have enough money within our community to change our community. But nobody ever, well, I won't say nobody because you just did, and we talk about it often, but most people don't seem to have a discussion talking about what we can do for ourselves without getting other people involved in the dynamics. And then you hear people talk about how our spending is, you know, if we were a country, we'd be the, you know, in the top 20 of all the countries in the world and this, that, and the third, but nobody ever points out that all of those other countries are also paying for all of their needs. You know, they're paying for research, they're paying for development, they're paying for, you know, all of the things that they need. So why do we speak of ourselves on this term when it comes to speaking to the type of wealth that we have flowing through our community, but we don't use those same terms when we start talking about community development and things? So I just love everything you just said. I think that's very powerful. If the fat man was still on staff, I'm sure he would have the
hand clap. You got to stop firing our people, man. You went on the tirade.
Well, they need to start that game up, bro.
you crazy Patrick came up.
I think that people have been, they minimize their potential. And when we all, Jay-Z said it himself, he said, I believe that everybody has a creative ability in them to become a billionaire. Mm-hmm. But we haven't been taught how to work together and to get contacts. You know,
right.
You can be
right.
The poorest person in the world, but you can use the contacts that you have to build a database. And once you translate the idea that you have to other people, they'll get involved because they are part of the connectivity to see that we bless all the people and not ourselves. I think America, where we get to the ones that have made it, they made it and it's good and, you know, God bless them, but did they look back? Did they help the community? Yeah, they some have. but I didn't feel the effect. I'm sure you didn't feel the effect. So it's now it's time for us to partnership together and get this thing done where we all can feel the effect. And then from generations to come, we'll still be a feeling the effect, and we can produce what? The APD, and we can send it all over the world because it comes in all different translations of language. You can speak it in English, and if you have friends in Russia, you can translate it from Russian, then Russian to you. We can begin to communicate to the world a better way of communication. So that would be astronomical, where we can represent African American, Black American, the United States, all over the three continents. So we got a lot of potential here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So in your opinion as the inventor, how will your device help make life easier for the people who use it? And do you think your device has the potential to change the way that people really correspond with each other and send information to each other?
Absolutely. Well, we can use, for an example, the APD.
Mm-hmm.
It has shown that statistics shows that the African-American kids do lower than the other kids that's in the world in which we live. Say if we put a dictating device, which is the APD, on the professor.
Mm-hmm.
And when he goes through the lecturing, because nine times Black people, a lot of times they can understand, but they can't write and understand at the same time. Say
right.
If the instructor uses the APD, and at the end of the class, he emails everybody every word that he said in the class. Do you think that that student would be better?
Yes.
When he take his test? Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. He would be able to hear that and hear it over and over again because the class is only 30 minutes to 45 minutes. He could hear that same sermon over, listen to it, and read it and put in where he wants to. And then the next day that he comes back to class, and he would be able to participate where he didn't have to focus on writing it. It already texts it for him. Or you can look at Black America with preaching. I know pastors, and they have to write down their sermons when the Lord give it to them. Woo, that would be a lot better, wouldn't it, if you could just speak what the Lord said to you and not even ever pick up a pencil and go on to sleep. And in the morning, you can look and clean it up, and you have your sermon. It would save time. It would save effort. And if you know if you're getting into saving time, consequently, you're saving a lot of money. So it would be advantageous anywhere on the globe in terms of helping people with kiddos, not only with the kids, training. If you have a place on your job where you have to train, nine times out of ten, you got to tell people over and over and over again what you said because they can't retain all of the information that has been spoken. Right now, if we had the APD, or if you had to remember everything that I said, it would probably be a little bit difficult. But if I could text you the information that we talked about, you could really look at it and see how it will be able to help America. So, yes, it is advantageous, and it will help throughout all the communities, not here in the United States, but all over the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So if you can, take us through the process that it takes to submit an invention and be able to legitimately sell it on the market. Like, what's that process like, and what kind of, you know, obstacles have you ran into through the process?
That's a good question. First, you got to have an idea, and the idea has got to burn within you. You know, you got to let somebody else know. So you do all your research yourself. You have now social media, you can go Google and find out. And when you cannot find anything like it, then you go through your contacts and find somebody maybe in the technical field or somebody that's in the field where you are trying to invent. Maybe it might be a pooper scooper, or it could be a gadget or two. You look everywhere you can. And if you can't find it, then you begin to tell your functionalities, just like I'm telling you. You will write them down, and you will send it to the United States Patent Office for $140-something. They'll do the research for you, and they'll come back, and they'll say, hey, Mr. Stewart, hey, Mr. Irvin, we haven't found anything like this. Then you can proceed, and it gives you the provisional patent. And from there, what I did from the provisional patent, I contacted InventHelp. Or you could contract other venues out there, but I happen to like them, and they protected my invention. I have a number, the invention, and then from there, you can go out and do your own marketing and their marketing. Consequently, you have to pay them. But they will protect your idea, and you will just grow it from there. They're going to do their part, but you are the inventor, so you can do more when you put more time in it and with contacts to the people that you have. And we are building a community through network, through social media, and then therefore it will begin to grow, and people will see, oh, yes, I can use this idea.
Okay. Now you mentioned InventHelp. So for those of us who have no idea what InventHelp is, can you explain it to us? Like, what is InventHelp, and why did you choose InventHelp over other means to help you move forward with your invention?
Well, with InventHelp, I have researched them, and they've been in business for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Better Business Bureau, and they didn't have any complaints on them in terms of taking your idea and leading you another way.
Okay.
So I contracted with them, and my invention with the provisional patent went through their process in 2 weeks, and they couldn't find nothing like it. Then they wanted to do a contract with me to protect me, and they give you a book. They gave me the video that you have on YouTube, which is Algernon Personal Diary. You can go on YouTube, and you can see their automated, what they made for me for my invention, and it tells you everything that we are talking about now, how you can speak into the device, it can capture it, it can store it. It was basically made for the general population. They give you all of the information that you have come up with, and they give you the technical aspect of it. So you don't even have to do nothing but actually think of the idea, provide them with it, and then they'll go through all of their technical department, and then you will learn as you go about the technical part. Because remember, you have to remember, I'm a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can measure proof and give you a new kitchen with A&A General Contractors, but when it comes to technology, I didn't have the expertise. So you research and then get the people that can help you. And they have been an inspiration to me. They have been a good outfit. I noticed that only 3% make it when you go to these type of people. So you got to have something that is good, that is the world that needs. And I felt like to put the money that I've invested in, it was worthwhile.
Okay.
George Foreman is on there. You remember George Foreman? Give InventHelp a try. He's advertising. He's hooked with them, too. So you got to have protection out there. If you don't, somebody will take your invention.
So, well, let me ask this while you're saying that, especially when your invention is in the idea stage and you no more so consider intellectual property, like how do you protect your intellectual property from somebody with more money and more resources to take your idea and run with it?
Okay, first of all, what you want to do, once you get your idea, you want to put down all the functionalities to it, and then you want to put it in an envelope and mail it to yourself, but don't ever open it.
Okay.
Don't ever open it. So you'll have the date and the stamp, which you have. Then you go out to the provisional patent, which is a patent company, they're going to give you a provisional patent for a year. I would recommend that whoever it is come together and get somebody to protect it, and I would recommend InventHelp. You know, you have to pay them, and you can break it down and let them do a monthly installment where you have to pay them to keep it up and to keep all of your stuff, and they protect you. They are big enough to protect you, and nobody can take it from me. I have my own personal number.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And if I see somebody else with it, then that's an automatic suit because I got the protection, and not only in the United States, but in foreign countries as well.
Yes, sir. Y'all better listen, pay attention. Great information for all future inventors, how to keep your property safe.
Absolutely.
So what stage of development is Algernon's personal diary in right now?
Okay. From point A to B, I've pretty much told you where I got the idea, where I went to provisional patent, how I got with Invent Health. We have generated a demographics now. We are telling everybody what we are doing. We are doing our own marketing with social media. Mm-hmm. And we now are beginning to ask people that we patronize in our community, like the 7-Eleven, the food lines, the McDonald's, the Wendy's. We patronize them. So what I'm doing now at this stage, letting them know that the money that I have to take it to the prototype and to the manufacturing, I'm writing letters and letting them know that, hey, we have great ideas in our African-American community. And we have 16 million people that are homeless. We have in the state of Maryland 17,000 men incarcerated. 76% is African-American. So with those numbers, and we are patronizing you, we want to be able to set up a safe haven for them, get them off the street, from the streets to the classroom, from the classroom to role play to the workforce. And then we want to be able to build our own, a lot of these dilapidated churches and dilapidated schools and buildings, we can begin to build because I have the background for contracting. So we can build schools, we can transition them out, and then we can hit these historical black colleges and universities, and we can put money into their schooling so that they can start beginning building electronic technology, because I have more ideas just than this idea, too, so that we can build jointly together as a group. I can't do it by myself, but all I can do is what I've been doing, is using social media to let people know what I'm trying to do. And so that's what I think we need to do to try to help one another, because we have these ideas and we don't have the money. But you have to go as far as you can, and I've gone as far as I can now with the resources that I have. Do you stop? No. You start writing, and that's what we do. We write and let people know that we need to have a need, and then let them make the decision. But we also can tell them that we spend $1.2 trillion in your businesses. We think that you could at least help us with a little something. You think so?
Nope. Most definitely.
Absolutely. So they put, when we build our community, they put everything they put in our community, and we patronize them everywhere. We spend more money than any other race on the planet in terms of $1.2 trillion. That's a lot of money.
Absolutely. Right.
So a lot of money for annually. I ain't talking about it in 10 years. I'm annually. So if we can take that type of force and put with you, Mr. Irvin, what do you think that would do for your invention? Mm-hmm. Or we could set up a campaign to help one another. It is not an individual division. I mean, invention. It is set up for African American in the United States. And we have to come together on one project where we all can benefit from it. I want mine, but there's so much more that we can help other people. And we can pull a lot of them off the streets that's dying senseless death and killing them and locking them up. They're building more jails. In the state of Pennsylvania, they closed down 23 high schools But then they turn around and build a jail cell worth $450 million.
Yes, sir.
How we win? We got to have a vision.
Yes, sir.
So my next question, who's the target demographic for this product, and how are you determining, you know, that proper demographic to advertise your product to?
That's a good question. We use social media, like I said. We use people like yourself that is interested in the demographic in Florida area, in Colorado. We need to use whatever means that we have. We know that the idea is good. You can't say that you can't use it. You wouldn't say that you wouldn't buy it. You look at the people that write books. Would that help them? Oh, my God. It would help them out tremendously. What about my mother died 6 years ago? What if I had some of those pertinent information that she gave me over my life? I have to sit down and say, oh, I remember that. But what if I could just go back through my personal diary and just sit back and just see what she said back in 95, 97, 2000? You know, those are the things that's life-changing and that we need. So the demographic, it will go from everywhere that we can. I've got people now that I've talked to in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. I visited 6 years ago. I got people that I've talked to in Russia. I visited that 6 years ago and in the Canary Island. So I use contacts. That's how you get your demographic. I got people that I know in Mexico and in Nicaragua. And I just use my contacts, and everybody see it, so I use the social media to get it out. And what we do every day is put something out in terms of a flyer telling you about APD. You know, what about your thought? Have you caught them down? Did you miss anything? Are you tired of writing stuff down and don't know where you're writing? APD. And that's how I built my demographics.
Okay. I have a question because, as you were saying, it started to make me think. From the beginning, when you first got the idea to where you are now, what's the greatest lesson that you have learned, A, about being an inventor, and B, what's the greatest lesson that you've learned about yourself going through this journey?
That's a good question. Well, an inventor has these things on the inside of him that burns out. So what I've learned about myself is that you have to be patient. And you have to always tell everybody, I make it myself when I go to the store. I make it myself when I go to a church or to a gathering or to a family gathering. I make it my business to tell about my invention. If it's a truly invention of yours and you want the world to know, then you are the only one that has to be the persuasive one to tell everybody about it. And so when it comes to the hardest thing is to getting people to trust you and to just look at it. You have the idea, you can send them the video. Have you seen the video? No. Well, okay, I'm going to get it. They don't make it. We don't make it until we make it. But that's the hardest part, of getting people to trust you and believe that you have something is worthwhile. When I first started out, it was even worse, and that's been like 3 years ago. But now it's getting a bit better. It's getting better now because, you know, we can go out and tell, and I've been on the radio a couple of times, and we got people that wants to hear me, and I'm a black inventor, and it's innovative. It's technology that nobody else has come up with.
Right. But see, even like you saying, myself and I know Patrick and I, we've exchanged these conversations over the last 3 or 4 years about the struggle of getting your ideas, getting your products, getting your information out there. But that's why, like you said earlier, that's why we have to support each other, and that's why this Freedom Train platform was created, so we could meet a gentleman like yourself who and we can use our platform to help you spread your message so more people can know about an invention that could possibly, that is designed, more than possibly, an invention that is designed to bring back revenue to be able to help and empower our communities. So that's why we, you know, like you've been saying, it's vastly important that we support each other, we get behind each other, and we make sure that when you see another black person out there that's doing something good and positive and that's going to help improve the community, you get behind them and you stay behind them.
Absolutely. But we find it in our community that there's a lot of slothfulness and we don't have any hope. We don't have any money. And all the monies that we have, you know, we are concentrating on how to, you know, feed our families, pay our bills, and that type of thing. That's what the enemy wants us to believe. But everybody can help somebody. And everybody can be a partnership. You look at President and where he campaigned, he was starting out with $5 and $10. And they had a surplus. And so now that we got something that we can galvanize towards, you know, helping this thing to materialize where we can feed our families. You know, what if we, you know, start manufacturing it ourselves and buying machines to produce all of the electronics that we need? And that's what they did. They outsource it, and they bring it in, and they charge us. And we can have machines to come here. You could build the earpiece. You could build the electronic boards. You could build a car slot. And we put it together, manufacture for ourselves, then put the instruction sheet into the box, fold it up, and send it out. But we don't do that. We have to think in terms of big things. But when the big things come into our mind, we get discombobulated because we don't have the money. We don't need the money. We need one another. And when if we can get on the same track, oh, how we could fix up all of these dilapidated areas and give people jobs. How would you like to come on a job when you can start out with $50,000 and don't have to worry about, you know, somebody over your back or you doing all the work and not get compensated on it? And every 3 months you could get a $15,000, $20,000 bonus for the work that you've done, and we shipped it from Malaysia to China. Can you imagine we could work for China for the next 15 years and still don't have to use the rest of the United States? They got over 3 right. billion people there. Come on. I mean, I think the ideas and the resources that we have are limited, and we have been taught not to think as a whole but individually. And that's where we lost. That's where we got off track. But yes, your platform and my ideas is supposed to get us back on track, to at least feed food for thought and give us an appetite, say that, hey, you know, hey, with Algernon, we can send him $20. We can help him get to the prototype that he needs and help him get to the place where we can get there, and then we can start manufacturing simultaneously in 3 or 4 cities in the United States. When you think about Chicago, we lose 500 black young men every year. 500 mm-hmm. every year. Don't you think we need a manufacturer over there?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So we can pull some of those guys off the street and selling dope. On CNN, they interviewed these dope dealers and they asked them, you know, what's the problem? They just say, hey man, it's survival. You come in my neighborhood, I need to make my money so I can do my thing. So they kill you. We can tear that down easily. Give these guys, give them enough money, because we already know that in our community, they're not going to work for $6. We already know that.
That's true.
But I guarantee you, if we could open up a platform and pay them $35, I guarantee you they won't sell dope. You can make enough money to support your family and, you know, do the thing. You can take your kids to in Chicago to, you know, see Chicago Bears or the Bulls play, where you can have your kids spend $300 or $400 and you won't cry about, I don't want to eat, y'all go ahead and eat. You know, we've been there before, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, for our inventors and our businessmen and our businesswomen, can you tell us how important research is, conducting research and knowing your demographic is, how important is it to have that information before you try to release a product to the market and sell it?
Oh, my gosh. You can't say enough about research. The better you are with what you have and the better thought you put to it and research, the better off you're going to be. If you're a business person or an inventor, you have to put your heart and soul in it because nobody else is going to believe you. You have to tell everybody who you are and everywhere you go, the market of it. It has to be transferred. I said that again. You have to transfer the information so it can be a contagion theory. It has to catch on to somebody. Brother Irvin, he got something, man. He might want to look at it. And then that person, I don't believe it. But somebody else is going to say, let me look at it. And then they're going to tell this, the next person, and the next person, and the next person. And we need white people, too, you know. We need them, too. We need Asians. We need Hispanics. We need everybody to be a part of it because it's not only for the African-American community. It's for everybody. We need to do it in every hamlet and every organization and community in the United States. Why? Because that's what we do. If you got a Chinese restaurant, have you been to a Chinese restaurant lately? Have you been to an Asian? Have you been to some other people with Mexican food? I mean, we patronize everybody, so we want them to patronize us, and therefore you need your demographics in the Asian community. You need it in the Caucasian community. You need it in the Hispanic community. And you just have to be a friendly person and let them know that you have something that is worthwhile. And they begin to gravitate forward. I have a lot of Hispanic friends that they're ready for this APD to come because they can translate their language over so that we can understand them better and they can understand us. Let's suppose you speak to one in English. They don't have to sort of know what you're saying. Now it'll translate it to them in Spanish.
Make life easier. Yes, sir.
Save more time. So those are the things that we have to do.
So my next question would be, what can our communities do to help you get your device produced and on the market? You know, from an aspect of support, what can people do to, you know, get you out there in the forefront with this new technology?
I would love for people to support me. I'm at a point now where I've pretty much exhausted all of my funds in terms of putting up an APD, but I'm working with free. I'm doing the pro bono to do the things I have to do, go and speak and tell people about it. My desire is that we could come together and do something so that we could represent African America in America. And if we could come together and support me to get everything that I need, then that's what we would do. I'm a type of person where, you know, I've lived good and I've, you know, helped a lot of people through contracting. But now I want it to be global. I want all of us to get together as Black America and help the world with the idea that we have that I got from God so that it would benefit everybody on our, and we can have our own development. We can have our own schools. We can have our own hospitals. We can have our own strip malls. If people like to eat, you know what our people like to eat. Can we patronize each other? It says that in the African American community, the dollar bill only circulates once and gone. It said for the Jewish, it's seven times. They go to this Jewish person, that Jewish restaurant. They go to this Jewish business seven times. Then it goes. The Caucasian or white America, it goes five times. But when it gets to us, one time. You get your money, you cash it, and you go spend it to other people, and we don't have anything for ourselves. So once global week, we can look at one thing that we can focus on and everybody could pinch in and it won't hurt nobody for $200 or $300 to get where we got to go, then we can see the results and we can start the process, from the infrastructure and helping people and getting them and making them feel good. And when your child grows up or grandchild grows up, they could go to APD universities. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We could have our own strip mall. We can buy a parcel of land starting out with 100 acres. And with this, say, suppose that if I'm selling it, the device, for $300, which is pretty comfortable with everything else, and we was to sell 10 million right in the black community ourselves, well, how much money would that be?
It'd be a good amount to do something with. So, you know, we...
$3 billion. $3 billion. So with that, we could do a lot of damage all through the United States of America. And say, don't even say, there's already, 30 million black people in America, and we're just talking 10 million. Say we can get 5 million Hispanic that like it. And maybe the white people there help us too, because with Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman, and they always been supported. Say if they, you know, they're going to buy a lot more than we buy because they like technology and they can afford it. Say if they do 30 million with them, we on top. Just like that.
Yes, sir. So where can people find you and connect with you and be able to contact you to be able to support you?
Okay. You can support me on my email address. It's Algenon, A-L-G-E-N-O-N, ASHFORD, at gmail.com. They also can get me on Algenon Ashford on YouTube. You can get me on Facebook, Algernon Ashford Facebook, or LinkedIn. And I also have a cell phone number. It's 240-375-1417. And I'm very easy to catch. We can always talk, send me an email, let us know, and we can do some contracts to help with people with lower sums of money. We can do a partnership or sponsorship. That's what we're here for. And with your platform, we can get it started as soon, because now we're in the process of licenses and sales. So we're ready.
Yes, sir.
We're on the football field. We just don't have the referee and the ball to throw up. And once we get the ball, we'd be ready to play.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you got what you need right now to at least be at the park to be in the game. So that's what counts at this point. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, we are in the game. We just need some referees, the ball, and we need the audience to help us and to cheer us on. And we can come together and build something great for the future of African American and get a lot of these people that is downtrodden, homeless, repeat offenders. You know, if you have something to look forward to, you have hope. Well, right now, I don't think that we have a lot of hope. Not all of us, but a lot of us are without hope.
Yes, sir. So that we're at this point in the interview where we usually ask all of our guests this question before we wrap it up, because we like to get a consensus or just the ideas of what our different guests from different backgrounds think about this particular question and helping our community move forward. So if you were the all-powerful ruler, like you had, I shouldn't be asking this question. This Patrick question. I'm sorry, Pat. Ask your question.
Man, hold on. Time out, Joe. You out of line, man.
I got excited. Hold on.
I was like, I guess he's feeling himself today. Let me let him do it.
He is out of line.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ashford. I'm rolling with you. I'm sorry. Pat, let me set it up for you, Pat. Let me set it up.
So, and see, you ain't need to do it right. You got to start with the show.
I know, right? My bad.
You going to step on my toes, at least step right. So, if you were the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-controlling ruler of Black America, what would you change, and what would your message to the people be?
If I was the powerful ruler of Black America, I would change the way we love one another as brothers. And my message would be that we would have to recognize our God and that he would have to make the changes through us.
Yes, sir.
That's what I would recognize. Being an all-powerful ruler, I don't know that I'm just an inventor, but if I did have my way, that's what I would. The way we love one another, you know, we are ready to kill one another more so than we kill our own more so than the police does. And I think that's what is missing in the Black community. If I could change anything, we would love one another and we'd be knitted together so that we could be a power. One man told a friend of mine, he said, the Black America is asleep, but if they ever wake up, there'd be something to reckon with.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That would be my answer.
Definitely. When we wake up, we would definitely be a force to reckon with. So one more time, could you give the people your contact information where they can find you?
Yes, Algernon. That's AlgernonAshford@gmail.com. AlgernonAshford. AshFord@gmail.com. And you can call me on my cell phone number. I'm welcome and I'm ready to listen to a lot of the brothers. And we have support team. That's 240-375-1417. And also on Facebook, you can befriend me on Facebook or on LinkedIn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, once again, thank you for joining us on the Freedom Train. We're happy to have you here to share your message, share your information, and share your invention, Algernon's personal diary, and to make sure that we can get behind and we can get other people to support you and others like you, and especially setting a foundation for inventors who come behind you, who have these ideas, who want put their ideas to the side because they already have a predisposed mindset of my people won't support me. You know, we're moving forward and showing them that we do support each other. So that's why we want to make sure that we reach out to you and give you this platform to speak your piece. And we definitely would like to have you back in the future.
I would love to come. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. And thank you very much again.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Algernon's personal diary. Get you one. Get you one. Get you one. Make sure you support, 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 support. Hey, fellas.
What's happening?
My bad, Pat. Man, my bad. One more time, dog. I don't know, dog. I'm tripping, dog.
Joe was feeling himself, man. He was on the roll, you know what I'm saying? Just going with it. It's like,
yeah,
Pat. I heard him say it, man. That's
messed up, man. All right, Charles Xavier, he's just all in my mind.
Yo, he's trying to replace you on the show, Pat.
We're gonna replace, and we're gonna replace you with somebody white too, Pat.
I know, right?
You know that's been going around a lot lately. You know.
I know two of the people that's in our circle talk too much.
Hey, oh, man, that's funny.
Yes, sir.
That was a good one.
Yes, sir. Learn something new. Definitely make sure you all check him out. Check out his invention, the device, Algernon Personal Diary. We have the information. He sent me the development package. And it's, you know, it breaks down all of the information of the APD and what it does. It has the Bluetooth headset capabilities, the voice dictation automatically converts your text into speech, auto create and save your file to an install to internal storage with time and date stamp, has what's the thing? The thumb drive. You can actually use it as a thumb drive as well. So it has a lot of different components to it. So you make sure you check it out. So that'll help you. I was thinking about, but for real, while I was talking, Pat, I was thinking about you using that, especially like if you're traveling and you're driving and you got some things in your head that you want to put down. It'll be good for you and Keith.
No, yeah, there are definitely a lot of uses for it. Because right now, if my Bluetooth is out of juice, which is regular, I usually have to pull over the side of the road, and I got like this, this little note app on my phone, and I just punch in a note real quick and then keep it moving. So, right. You know, in terms of utility, and convenience, it definitely sounded interesting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, y'all make sure you all check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Hey, man, y'all know how we do. I'm Joseph Ward. He's Patrick Irvin. He's Jamie Basham. And remember, our guest is Mr. Algernon Ashford. His invention is Algernon's Personal Diary. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Support, and make sure you support the Freedom Train. And we want to give a big shout out and thank yous to everybody who's been rocking with the Freedom Train, especially the people who've been rocking with us since day one. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
And you tell another damn friend.
You tell that friend. You better know it. And we're going to be in the movie. I don't know which one, but we're going to be in the movie. So, peace.